The Palestine Report with Hafez Ibrahim Musa.
Hafizab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
So the Israeli Supreme Court is set to rule on Sheikh Jarrah today.
Yes, Sheikh Jarrah, obviously the Palestinian neighborhood where evictions of Palestinian families had captured global attention in recent months because of a sustained campaign by the Palestinian residents of the area who risk being evicted from their homes and their homes being handed to the Israeli settlers. Now, that Supreme Court hearing was initially scheduled for May, but in the wake of that, or just prior to that, we had a big international solidarity campaign and also a grassroots campaign, and that was met in May with a very strong response by the Israeli police, mounted officers, rubber bullets, tear gas, skunk liquid against the protesters. Hundreds of Palestinians were wounded in that. That corresponded or came at the same time as the attacks on Masjid al-Aqsa, and was followed up by the Israeli onslaught on Gaza. But since then, obviously, there have been sporadic incidents with the court. Residents of Sheikh Jarrah have described these 3 months as being, a hellish period for them, because the Israelis have set up new checkpoints at the entrance to the street where the eviction orders might fall. So a totally miserable period where, just the process of entering and exiting has become a nightmare for the residents. Now, with this set to be ruled on at the Supreme Court this morning, the highest court in Israel must decide on whether it will hear the appeal that the families are putting forward against the eviction orders, and if they go ahead, there's probably three options here. The first is that the court can listen to the appeal, and it could reject the application firstly, which means that it will correspond with the lower court's ruling and pave the way for the family's eviction, or it could accept the appeal and begin hearing it, or it could delay the procedures to another date. Already we've got indication that the Israeli government had been trying to delay this entire process, fearing the sensitivity of it, fearing that new violence could be provoked, and the Israelis see it as sensitive, and they want the current Prime Minister Naftali Bennett to first go to the United States on an official visit, which is due for later this month. And it still, leaves the entire process in limbo, because if the Israelis want to postpone this, would they be able to postpone it indefinitely? And fearing any kind of repercussions from the Palestinian street, in a way, shows that Palestinians and the solidarity campaigns against Sheikh Jarrah have been successful, to the extent that Israel now fears this move, either to delay it indefinitely or obviously the government not to enact the evictions, even if the court rules in that regard. But having said that, Sheikh Jarrah is just one of many cases of a similar nature that are being heard by the Israeli courts. Many other Palestinian neighborhoods in Silwan faced by a similar plight, and it remains to be seen what would be done in those cases as well.
Now, 14 African countries oppose Israel's AU observer status.
Yes, and they've now formed a bloc at the African Union to reject Israel's membership or Israel's observer status at the African Union. And the reports are saying that Algeria is now playing an important role in forming this bloc. So the countries so far who have shown their disdain of Israel joining the African Union are South Africa, Tunisia, Eritrea, Senegal, Tanzania, Nigeria, Gabon, Zimbabwe, Liberia, Nigeria, and the Seychelles. We've got also on the back of this short comments from the South African president, saying that such a move is unjust and unwarranted and is dubious because it was taken unilaterally without the consultations of members. With these movements at the highest diplomatic level, we've seen a number of civil society organizations, you know, the likes of trade unions in Botswana, Ghana, and also Palestinian solidarity organizations in Malawi, Tanzania, etc., who've come together under the umbrella of a group called the Pan-African Palestine Solidarity Network, and they've issued a strong statement in this regard. But at the same time, while these moves are occurring, you have some analysts, the likes of Tembisa Fakude, saying that they find it hard to believe that the Department of International Cooperation and heads of state were not consulted before the decision was taken to grant Israel observer status at the African Union Commission. Nonetheless, as it stands right now, if this group is obviously mobilizing, there's going to be intense lobbying occurring within the walls of the African Union. There's possible tensions between different blocs at the African Union, repercussions maybe for the AU Commission chairperson, and also those who obviously want this case to be won, for Israel to be thrown out and the status of observer status to be revoked. They would obviously have to win the argument for this to occur first.
And finally then, Ismail Haniyeh re-elected as the head of Hamas.
Yes, so this is now his second term as the head of the Hamas political bureau, and it's been a long process. Unlike some other groups, Hamas's election stops secret, and it takes place over months. Palestinians, you know, in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip in East Jerusalem, but also Palestinian members of Hamas within Israeli prisons also participate in this process. This means that Haniyeh is now the leader of the political bureau. The leader in the Gaza Strip is Yahya Sinwar. Haniyeh has been in control of Hamas since 2017, which means that he also played a pivotal role in the recent Israeli in directing the efforts of Hamas in the recent Israeli assault on the Gaza Strip. He's from the Gaza Strip himself, and was very close to Sheikh Ahmed Yassin, and he played an important role, or rose to the limelight in 2006 when Hamas won those parliamentary elections of Palestine as a whole. Although he is now leading the Palestinian group Hamas, he is outside Gaza, and he's been outside Gaza since 2019, and initially experienced some difficulties coming back into the Gaza Strip because of restrictions from the Egyptians, but at the moment he seems to be out of the Gaza Strip on his own accord, and he split his time between Turkey and Qatar, and he has not said whether he's going to return to the Gaza Strip, and his current term now will begin from the present moment and extend until 2025.
Any idea as to Khalid Mishal's whereabouts and his involvement in the Hamas hierarchy these days?
Yes, well, he is. He was rumored to be a candidate for this particular election, somebody to challenge Ismail Haniyeh, but the report so far saying that Ismail Haniyeh won this hands down. So he's going to be Khalid Mishal, as the reports say. Obviously, you know, some of these things are kept under wraps, but he said that he's still based in Qatar, and he's going to be heading the diaspora division of Hamas. So still playing a role. It was rumored that he's going to come back to lead Hamas, but that seems to have gone the way of Ismail Haniyeh.
All right, Hafiz Ab, as always, shukran for your time.
Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.